These nutrients are loading into the lakes, the same place where we get our drinking water.
Buffalo Riverkeeper Executive Director Jill Jedlicka concerns over a rising crisis of the future of our fresh water supply. There's a call to cut out nutrient pollution. Higgins says it would provide $500 million over 5 years. The EPA would upgrade publicly owned wastewater treatment plants with nutrient removal technology.
What's ignored is what you can't see. And oftentimes it's wastewater infrastructure that becomes a later priority than, let's say, a road or bridge that has seemingly an immediate impact.
Jedlicka notes wastewater treatment facilities and agricultural runoff are two main culprits of this pollution in Lake Erie.
It's kind of a 1-2 punch when it comes to nutrient loading, and we have to start to tackle this problem very strategically and one step at a time.
A prime example of nutrient contamination points to the devastating algae blooms in Lake Erie and Toledo, Ohio last summer that contaminated the drinking water.
Unless and until we do something, that problem is going to find its way to Buffalo.
I think that the challenge is the uncertainty of what the impact could be on Western New York's drinking water. Right now, we don't see it as an immediate threat just because of the hydrology of the lake.
Now, Congressman Higgins told reporters he's expecting co-sponsorship on his bill from other leaders of Great Lakes regions. But he admits this is just the start of generating support and interest for this legislation to make sure that a precious resource is preserved. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.